Every OpenBeacon, Tasmota, etc. device requires a brief configuration after the initial flashing of the firmware. This configuration requires setting a proper roles for GPIOs, which are different for each device. Here, I will show you an automatic way to configure GPIOs in OpenBeacon. In OpenBeacon, you can import GPIO directly from Tuya settings. This method is quick and efficient and works for most of the devices. Only the Tuya MCU ones might require fully manual work. Topic assumption. This topic assumes you have already flashed OpenBeacon to your BK7231, BK7231T, BK7231N, XR809, W600, W800, BL602, other Wi-Fi devices. You can find flashing guides on our YouTube channel and on our devices list. Where to get templates? There are multiple places where you can get device templates. First, you can search our detailed teardowns list here. Here you can use various filters to browse devices list effectively. You can also click device name to get more or less detailed guide and discussion topic open. You can also use Cloud Cutter profiles from here. We are also working on front end for cuttable devices here, coming soon. It is also important to mention how our Tuya Cloud Cutter profiles created. This is for advanced users, but you can create them from 2 MB device binary dump taken by our flash tool. Just use the Cloud Cutter profile building tool. See README for more info. That way you can generate user param key.json with Tuya JSON config. Special thanks to Tuya Cloud Cutter contributors for making such useful tool. What is inside template? This is a technical only section. Skip it if you're not interested. Here is a sample OpenBeacon template. OpenBeacon template consists some basic information about the device, device image, device page, discussion topic. Some keywords and a GPIO array. Each GPIO has a role and a channel. Channels are used to group together relays with buttons and to set PWM order for RGB, etc. devices. This means P26 has a relay on channel, group 2. Here is a Tuya Cloud Cutter template. There is also some information about the device, a device name, manufacturer, but there are no pins array. Instead, we have a Tuya JSON called device configuration, also called user param key. Let's consider this fragment. The keys with pin suffix are pin indexes. For example, you can see that relay 4, group 4, in OBK called channel, is on P26, and a button, pairing toggle all, is on P24. Template import page. Now we assume that you have copied your device JSON profile, either from OpenBeacon list, use copy button, or from Cloud Cutter. Those profiles are in different format, but can be very easily imported to OpenBeacon. On OBK device, open web application and then import tab. Here you can paste the JSON config. Multiple JSON formats are supported. Please paste to first field, step 1. JSON will be converted to OBK commands in the second column, step 2. You can modify resulting script if you want. For example, you can change commands. Once you are happy, press the big apply script button. Here is a correct import. The import field features error detection. It will show an error if pasted JSON is invalid. OpenBeacon JSON template format also works. Both text fields have error checking implemented. If you edit command manually and do a typo, you will get a failure during execution. Even easier template import method. Don't forget that you can just select device from drop-down list on OBK web application. There you can also automatically import template even without doing copy plus paste. Template converter public front-end. We have also released a little front-end for the template importer. It's not recommended to use it, but it's publicly available here. What if there is no template? It is also possible that you get a device that has no template yet, neither in OpenBeacon list and not in Tuya Cloud Cutter. In this case, you can take multiple approaches. Search for similar devices on our lists and try their configs. Open device and check with multimeter where traces are going. Wi-Fi module pinouts are here. Just use a brute force approach. 4.